Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, The Reward of Obedience. Unlocking God's best. And today's focus is obedience to God's commands is crucial. In a culture that often champions independence and self-direction, the biblical call to obedience is both counterintuitive and countercultural. Yet as believers, we understand that obedience is not a burdensome demand, but a dynamic avenue to experiencing God's best for our lives. Isaiah Chapter 1, verse 19 lays out a simple yet profound equation. Willingness plus obedience equals blessing. This principle, deeply embedded in the fabric of Scripture, illustrates that our deliberate compliance with God's directive is not merely about submission. It's about stepping into the fullness of life that God promises to those who follow Him wholeheartedly. Our springboard for today's discussion is Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, this passage from Isaiah not only underscores the importance of obedience, but also highlights the attitude with which we are to obey. Willingness. It's one thing to obey grudgingly, out of obligation. It's quite another to do so willingly, out of a heart that truly desires to please God. This kind of obedience is what God desires from us. And it is what unlocks His profound blessing in our lives. When we align our will with God's commands, we position ourselves to receive the abundance that He has stored up for those who trust in Him completely. Let's do a 2-minute focus training. Number one, cultivate a willing spirit. Start by praying for a heart that desires to obey God. Ask Him to transform any areas of reluctance or resistance into enthusiasm for doing His will. Number two, know the Word. Deepen your understanding of God's commands by consistently studying the Scripture. You cannot obey what you do not know. Number three, immediate action. When you discern God's direction, whether it's through His Word, prayer, or godly counsel, act on it promptly. Delayed obedience can often diminish the blessings attached to a timely action. Number four, seek accountability. Share your commitment to obedience with a trusted spiritual mentor or a friend. Accountability can strengthen your resolve and provide wisdom in moments of uncertainty. Number five, celebrate obedience. Recognize and celebrate instances where your obedience leads to blessing. Acknowledging God's faithfulness can reinforce your commitment to continue walking in obedience. Number six, teach others. As you experience the benefits of obedience, share these principles with others. Teaching is a powerful way to solidify your own convictions and encourage others. Finally, number seven, practice gratitude. Maintain a posture of thankfulness. Gratitude keeps your heart aligned with God's goodness and provision, reminding you of why obedience is worth it. And today's conclusion, obedience is the key that unlocks the treasure trove of God's promised blessings. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 isn't just an ancient text. It's a living, breathing promise for today, relevant to every believer seeking to experience the fullness of life in Christ. As we strive to be willing and obedient, let us remember that we are not just following rules. We are walking in the path of divine blessing, designed by God to lead us to a flourishing life. A call to action. This week, identify one area where you have struggled to be obedient. Make a plan to change your approach and take at least one step toward aligning your action with God in this area. Document these outcomes and then share them with your accountability partner. And today's, today's question. What challenges do you face in being both willing and obedient? And how can you overcome these obstacles to unlock God's best for your life? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your clear direction to your word, which not only guides us but promises blessings when we follow. Help us to be both willing and obedient, so we may enjoy the fullness of your provisions. Strengthen us to walk in your ways, and let our lives be a testament in the rich rewards of obeying your commands. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as we commit to living out God's commands, let us do so with the assurance that our obedience truly makes a difference, not only in our lives, but in the world around us. Let's step forward in faith, eager to experience and testify of the good of the land that awaits those who choose to follow God wholeheartedly.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myr2b.com. That's www.myr2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.